Today's Shir Meretz Hashem will be in Talmud Yerushalmi, Masechtas Brachos, Daf Aleph Amud Aleph. Me'imasai Kari Neshama Ba'arvin. From when does one read Kriya Shema? In the evening, Mishasha Kohanim Nechnasam Lechel B'Shemasa Matzav HaShmu Rishana Divri V'Liezer. From the time that the Kohanim enter in to eat Shuma, until the end of the first watch, Divri V'Liezer. Midiraisa, there is a Chiv to read Kriya Shema once in the evening, once in the morning. The Tana begins with the chiyuv to read Kriya Shema in the evening. It says in the pasuk ubishachro uvkumecha, and like the pasuk, the mishnayos are patterned after the pasuk. In the pasuk, it starts off talking about the chiyuv shchiva, and then the chiyuv kima, the chiyuv to read Kriya Shema when one lies down, and the chiyuv to read Kriya Shema when one gets up. The Tana begins by explaining that the chiyuv to read Kriya Shema in the evening begins mishasha kohanim nechnasin leachol b'chumasin, when the kohanim enter into eat truma. This is a time, the same time as Tetzel Chavim, when the stars, three stars come out. And this chiv to read Kriya Shema extends until Seif HaShmur Rishana, which is a third of the night, Divrei Rav Eliezer. Now, the Mefarshim on the Yerushalmi, the Pnei Moshe, specifically explains why is it that the Tana expresses Tzeisikol Chavim as Mishasha Kohanim Nechnasim Lechol B'Chumasa Matzav HaShmur Rishana? Why didn't he just say from Tzeisikol Chavim until Sof HaShmur Rishana? So he explains that it's Milsa Agavorcha Kamashmalan, and this is actually in the Bavli, that Milsa Agavorcha Kamashmalan, the Tana is telling you a side chiddush that you don't need to bring a carbon in order to be mutter to eat truma. These Kohanim could technically be a zav or a mitzera, their tummy, and the kapara of the carbon is not ma'akev them from eating truma. The pasuk says uva hashemesh v'taher va'acher yechol min hakotchim, and the gemara explains that acher yechol min hakotchim is not referring to kotchim of the way we refer to kotchim. It's referring to truma, and it's saying that once you have harav shemesh, once the sun goes down, meaning tzeis hakochavim occurs, at that point it's mutter for kohanim to begin to eat truma, even without bringing the carbon, atzaf hashmur rishayna, until the end of the first watch, which is a third of the night. Divrei Rav Eliezer, v'chacham emay mimach chatzais. The chacham say the chiyuv is up until chatzais, halfway through the night. Rav Gamliel, aymer atchi alam reshacher. It extends all the way up until the morning pillar comes up, meaning the first rays of dawn occur. That is when it is, at that point, the chiyuv Kriya Shema ends. Now, these three Tanoim all agree that the beginning time of Kriya Shema is from when the Kohanim are Nichnas Lachol B'Chumasin. The whole Machlokes over here between Rav Eliezer, the Chacham, and Rav Gamliel is when is the end time. Maisa Uvo Vonov Mi Beis HaMishta. The children of Rav Gamliel came from a Beis HaMishta. They came from a Chasana, and they apparently, at the Chasana, were not able to read Kriya Shema. Va'amru Loi, and they said to Rav Gamliel, Loi Karinu HaShema, we did not read Kriya Shema. And they wanted to know, is it permissible for them to read? That was their question. And he responded, Amar lahem, Im lo ala amar ha-shachar chayavim atam likreis, if the morning pillar did not come up, then you are mechuyiv to read Kriya Shema. What was their shiloh? Explains the Pnei Moshe. Their shiloh was, this that the Chachamim are saying, ad chatzais, is it that they argue on you, Rav Gamliel? You are father of Gamliel. They say Achatzais, and you say Achiel Amarashachar, and we know Yachad Varabim Halacha Karabim, and Mimelo, and automatically that would mean that we are not allowed to read Kriya Shema because we have to go like the Rabbim. Or do we say that they really agree with you, and the only reason why they're saying Achatzais is in order to be Marchuk, a person from Chas V'Shalom missing Kriya Shema? Let's say a person has the whole night to read, a person will come home and say, oh, I have so much time. He'll maybe eat a little bit, he'll sleep a little bit, and then before you know it, he misses his Mount Kriya Shema. So Chacham wanted to put a little bit of a pressure on a person. They say that the end time is earlier than it really is. They say Ad Chatzais, but in a bidyevit situation that they missed this Mount Kriya Shema, the Chacham would agree that the halacha is like Rav Gamliel, Achiel Amar HaShachar, and Memela, we are allowed to read Kriya Shema up until Amar HaShachar. And Rav Gamliel explained, yes, the Chacham agree with me, and the only reason they said Achatzais is in order to be Machak, a person from an Avera, from missing Kriya Shema. V'leizu b'levad, and continues Rav Gamliel and explains to his children, not only this did Chazal say, v'leizu b'levad amru, not only in this situation did Chazal say that there's a harchaka to an end time. They make early the end time of when the mitzvah is supposed to be. I mean, even though the mitzvah is supposed to be later, the Chazal came along because of a gzera of the Chaimer Hadavar, because of how important the matter was. They made the end time earlier. Not only be a Kriya Shema Amru, El Kol Sheyaymer Chacham Archatzais. Whenever Chazal say Archatzais, mitzvah sanat she'al Amr Hashachar, the mitzvah is up until Amr Hashachar. And for example, Hector Chalavim Veivarim, the Hector Chalavim of all Karbonis, they have to have the chalav, the fat has to be burned on top of the Mizbeach, Veivarim, as well as the Eivarim of an Eilos HaTamid of Bin Arbayim. The mitzvah is at she'al Amr Hashachar. The mitzvah really is at she'al Amr Hashachar. However, Chazal made a special harchaka in order that a person shouldn't come to prolong putting up the chalavim, the ivarim, onto the mizbeach to be burned. They made the mitzvah ad chatzais. Kol nachalim liyayim echad, and similarly, anything which is eaten for one day, for example, a taidor, a chatas, or an ashim, the halach is that they're nachal liyayim v'layla. So the zman achilah is really ad amar hashachar. Mitzvasan ad she'ala amar hashachar. However, Chazal said that you have to be makdim the end of the time of the achila up until chatzais. Imkein lama amr chacham ar chatzais. Why did the Chazal say ar chatzais? Kedei lahachar kaza adam in avera, in order to be machak a person from doing an avera, in order that a person shouldn't come to eat after amr hashachar and be mechayiv karis if you'll wait with these karbonis up until after Yom Echad, after the night has passed, after Amr HaShachar, then it's called Nicer, and someone who eats it is Mechuv Karis. So in order that a person shouldn't come to be Mechuv Karis, they were Makdim, they said that you can only do it up until Chatzos. And similarly, by Hector Chalom Ve'evarim, they don't want a person to come to Psol Lina, that if it's Lamatam and Mizbeach, if these parts of the animals are Lamatam and Mizbeach, below the top of the Mizbeach, once Amr HaShachar hits, then it's no longer permissible to be makriv these parts of the animal. And similarly, when it comes to Kriya Shema, there's a possibility the person will say, I have so much time, and before you know it, he'll miss man Kriya Shema. So therefore, the Chacham said, Achatzais kedei laharka hazadam enavera, but, explains Rav Gamliel, really the Chazal agree with me, it's Achel HaMan HaShachar, and therefore, in a bidiyevit situation, you missed Kriya Shema, you can read like me. And the Pnei Maisha says, Halacha is like Rav Gamliel. Continues the Gemara. Anan Taninan. We learned in our Mishnah, Mishasha Kohanim Nechnasan Lucha B'Trumasan. At the time of the Chi of Kriya Shema begins, once the Kohanim are Nechnas Lechal B'Trumasan, which is Tzeisei Chochavim, as explained in the Mishnah. Tani Rav Chia. Rav Chia learned, this is from a Tosefta, it says, Mishasha Derech B'nei Adam Nechnasan Luchal Lechal Pitan B'Leili Shabbos. The Tosefta says there's a machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Rav Meir holds that the beginning time of Kriya Shema is Mishash b'nei Adam nichnas lechol piton be'arbe Shabbosos. At the time that people enter in on Erev Shabbos to eat their meal on Friday night, that's when the Chi of Kriya Shema begins for every single day of the week. So let's say someone begins his Shabbos meal at 8 o'clock on Friday night. So therefore, the Chi of Kriya Shema would begin at 8 o'clock. The Chacham say, "V'Chacham Ayrim Mishasha Kohanim Zakon Lechol B'Trumasan." The Chacham say, "No, it's when the Kohanim enter into eat Truma, which is Tzeis." So Rav Chia is quoting, Rav Chia is learning in the Tosefta the Shita of Rav Meir. Mishasha Derech Bnei Adam Nechnasan Lechol Pitan B'Leili Shabbos. From the time that the Derech Bnei Adam is to enter in to eat their pass on Leili Shabbos. That's the Shita of Meir, and the Shita of our Mishnah was the Shita of the Chachamim, that it's from the time the Kohanim Nichnas to either Chuma, which is Tzeis. V'taniola, we learnt on this that Rav Chia said, Kroivim Divrehem Leo Shavim. The words of Rav Chia and the Shita of our Mishnah are similar, meaning Rav Meir and the Chachamim who argue in that Tosefta. And Rav Meir says it's from the time that people start beginning their Suda on Friday night. And the Chacham say no, it's from the time that the Kohanim Nichnas to be Eichel B'Truma, which is Tzeis. These two times are actually very similar. They're not very far apart from each other. And we'll continue with Amud Beis in the next year.